Welcome to the podcast. Like last episode, there's no theme song or much editing. There wasn't time. What I wanted to do is, like the last episode, play some X spaces that were recorded in real time as the war progresses, has progressed over the last 2 weeks. So here we go. I'm recording this on Friday, the 6th of March. 2026. On Wednesday, I put an emergency court application for judicial review to ask for immediate reinstatement of our passports due to the war. The UK, unfortunately, gave it to the same judge that's been dealing with my case for over two years. She refused passports for me and my daughter. She knows we're in a war zone. She refused. And then the following day, yesterday, we were in a missile attack. This is the UK courts system. We're all well aware of the Banksy artwork on the front of the Royal Courts of Justice that he did. And that picture, that artwork, says more than I could about the state of the court system in the UK. That judge and the co-parent know in my daughter could be killed. In the war, they don't care. For over 2 years, they've debanked us, knowing we could be homeless and starving without the basics of life. They don't care. The UK does not care about my daughter. The UK judge is supposed to act in the best interests of the child. How is the best interests of the child served by leaving them in a war zone? But this is the UK now. They cover up for grooming gangs. They enable grooming gangs. They make the streets unsafe. And, well, there are many other aspects of child abuse that happen in the UK that is enabled by the UK government. But that's for another podcast. What I would just say is that here we have another instance where they are endangering a child. Clearly, we could have died in that missile attack yesterday. The UK and the judge is clearly endangering a child, and they don't care. The judge said we could go to the embassy and get emergency travel documents to go to the UK. And that's not viable because for several reasons. One is the evacuation flights are going from a neighbouring country. I don't think emergency travel documents will work at the border to get us into that country. I think we need full passports. Also, you have to go to the embassy to get emergency travel documents, whereas passports can be couriered to you overnight or within 48 hours to our door. We would not have to leave. And that makes sense because the UK's own advice for people in the area is to stay indoors and shelter. So asking us to go to the embassy for a long interview or process is unsafe. It is disobeying UK government advice. Number two, the US consulate here was hit by a missile this week. The UK embassy must be a prime target. So the judge is asking me to break government advice and visit a place that is a missile target. Number three, I've said I don't feel safe going to the embassy. And I don't feel that travel documents are sufficient to get us even into a third country. What I said I wanted to do was to visit a safe third country where we could mediate a solution. Or I could apply for asylum because of the UK persecution. Or we could write a protective order to allow me to come back to the UK. A protective order with some safeguards against abuse was all I ever asked for. I tried to come back to the UK over 2 years ago. We mediated an agreement in late 2023. I was happy with it. I wanted to come back. But my co-parent walked away from that. And then the judge would not write it as an order when I asked her. That's the only reason we have not been in the UK for over 2 years. because I don't feel it's safe. And so I don't feel safe at an embassy either, a UK embassy. And I wanted to either have full passports to travel to a agreed third country for mediation or a court process or an asylum claim. And I think that's probably the judge's worry, is that she doesn't want an asylum claim based on the life-threatening sanctions she has put me and my daughter to for the last 2 years. I don't think she wants another country to evaluate what she's done and say, yes, these people should be given asylum. I think that's at the heart of it. They want us dragged back to the UK, and at which point we will be buried. She will make sure I am never on social media again. She'll likely make sure, based on my tweets, I never come out of jail. I don't know what's planned. There's obviously the mother's hired an ex-soldier. My fear of the UK is the reason we have not gone back. The fear of what would happen, either by the judge or the mother mainly, based on the 5 years that we had in the UK. And so all I've ever wanted is safety, whether it's in a court order or a mediated agreement, which we had. And it worries me that the mother walked away from that, because it must be because she didn't want the safeguards that would have made me feel safe to go back. So the judge has decided, in her wisdom, that the best interest of the child, which is what she's supposed to act in, is to leave us here without passports to get to a safe country. I'll leave it there for now. I'm so frightened of the war, but I'm more frightened of how things would be in the UK without an agreement. And I think that says a lot in itself. And I think it says a lot that a judge prefers to leave a child in a war zone than give them passports to get to safety. I'll leave it there. Thanks for listening. Hello, I'm recording this on Sunday, the 8th of March, 2026. My last recording described how we were denied passports last week. Since then, there have been at least 4 missile attacks. Last night, a building was hit and a man died as a result of one of the missile attacks. This was completely predictable, of course, in a war. The UK knew this sort of thing would happen. My co-parent knew this sort of thing would happen. It could have been me and my daughter that died. They know that. They don't care. They cannot say that they do care. They could have issued passports so that we had them within 48 hours. I hear now that Britain is organising an evacuation flight next week. But I don't think we have no documents to leave this country to get to a neighbouring country where the flights are usually from. We, as I've said, I want to make it clear that I think we are more unsafe in the UK than we are here. But that should not be the choice that we are given. Given there is a war going on, and I outlined that we would like to go to a safe third country if we are in danger. That is what my co-parent and the UK should allow. What are they frightened of? Why are they trying to stop us having the option of to leave? Everybody else here has the option to leave if they want to. Some do, some don't, but they have the option. On Thursday morning, I filed in the UK courts for an emergency oral hearing to request passports again. The UK have sat on that. I got an email on Friday evening to try and progress things. So it took a day and a half, nearly 36 hours to get that, during which time there were missile attacks, and I sent multiple emails informing the UK court that we were in danger and they did nothing. I don't know whether a court hearing will happen on Monday or not. It seems that the court is closed over the weekend, and this is the problem, isn't it? Or one of the problems, that they cancel people's passports knowing that they are in danger, and they carry on. They know that British people are in a war zone, and they carry on as if normal office hours apply. They have no emergency backup by the seam of it, and they're just quite happy to go home on a Friday and leave British people in danger. And I don't know what's going to happen on Monday. Are they going to have an emergency hearing and give us passports? Or are they going to repeat what the judge did last week and just leave us here? I will report back if we're still alive. And I'll leave it there. I'm very frightened. Every time we get a missile alert, I email the court. My friends have access to these emails. If we die, they will all be published, and along with the emails to the passport office, my co-parent, etc., that were made for 8 months telling them a war was coming. And I'll leave it there. I don't know what the court, the passport office, and the co-parent are going to tell the world if me and my daughter are killed by a missile. But at that stage, it won't matter to me because we won't be here. The British government is being laughed at and criticized worldwide by countries in the Middle East and the Americans and many others. Yes, the British government and the authorities there are acting against the issues of powers that want peace. It's acting against its allies. It's acting against its people. I don't know what's happened in Britain in recent years, but for that and the other reasons I've outlined many times, my co-parent, the soldiers he's hired, many other things. Well, we've got our house has been taken. Many other things. We would be in danger in the UK, and we want a court process in a third country. Or mediation is simply what we prefer, a mediated outcome between the parents. But the fact that my co-parent would rather leave us here in a war where we could have died and may still do, over a mediated outcome, I think says everything about what would happen if we went to the UK. And also, my co-parents' thoughts on their own child. I know how I would respond if my daughter was in a war zone and with my co-parent. I think most of us do as parents, or even if you're not a parent, I think you would know. Is it not really frightening that my co-parent doesn't seem to care? So many things worrying about this case, and being in a war is one of them. But all I can do is document and try to get our passports and hope that we stay alive. But as I say, it says a lot also that for all the missiles, I think things are more dangerous in the UK for me and my daughter than here. But that should not be the option we're presented with. Okay, I'll leave it there. Thanks very much. Bye. on Saturday, 14th of March, 2026. It's just a quick update. I last did a space about a week ago. I think it was last Sunday. Since then, we've had more explosions, almost, well, in fact, daily missile alerts. I don't think we've had one today, but I think every other day we've had one or two buildings being hit. People have died, etc. I'll talk more about the local effects in another podcast. I just want this to be, or in another space, I just want this to be a quick update. The emergency oral renewal hearing I requested on the 5th of March, Thursday, the 5th of March, took place on Thursday, the 12th of March. So this emergency hearing to get passports back in a war zone took the UK court a week to schedule. To its shame, the passport office asked for it to be postponed another week. It's clear they don't care whether my daughter and I are around or not. We know how bad British authorities are and how dangerous they are with child welfare. Me and my daughter are just another piece in the jigsaw puzzle of that. But obviously, it's a document. This situation is a document of just how bad and how little UK authorities care about child welfare. At that hearing, we didn't get our passports. It was in front of another judge for once. It was a judge who's featured on one of my podcast guests. Had this judge and did not speak highly of her. Raised a couple of cases she was involved in. Unfortunately, we got her on Thursday, and she was similarly terrible and would not give passports back. It's absolutely shocking the caliber of judges that we come up against in the UK courts. Anyway, I'll come back to that in another episode. But just to say, they didn't give them back. They know we're in a war zone. I even had a psychologist report this time to support full passports, and they wouldn't do that. They basically said the same as the previous judge, that we should go to the embassy and get temporary documents to try and get us to an evacuation flight, if that was even possible.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Which it may well not be, to go to the UK. Now, the psychologist report said that's not viable. I said it wasn't viable as well, and I gave reasons, which I mentioned in an earlier space, which will be packaged up as one podcast. So the plan is that you'll listen to 3X spaces on the 15th of March tomorrow. That's what I'm recording this one for. It's going to be the last one of the three, and that will encompass everything that's happened in the last 2 weeks. So that's it. We had another court hearing on Friday, the 13th of March, yesterday. That was to do with my co-parent was wanting an order made so that if we ever came back to the UK, or that if we came back in the near future, my daughter would be ripped from me at the airport. I obviously said that was inhuman and would heavily traumatize my daughter. What happened was my co-parent decided she didn't want that because she's intending to come here and collect my daughter. I'll go into that more in the next podcast. Also, there was an order made in December 2025 that we must return to the UK. That was never served on me, and I was never told of it. It was an ex parte hearing. I had never got a chance to present evidence. And so I asked for that order to be set aside at the hearing on Friday. And predictably, the UK court did not set that aside. They can hold hearings without you knowing, without you being able to give evidence, without them serving you. I've had so many people say that an order is not lawful if they don't serve it on you. Well, tell that to the UK judges. The UK courts are an absolute kangaroo court system. When I grew up, we were told that the UK justice system was one of the best in the world. And it was other countries, you know, less evolved countries that had kangaroo courts. We lied to as children. And I think the mask is slipping on the UK for so many reasons. We see what the UK really is at the moment, and it's not the country it was a decade or two ago. And there we go. The UK is putting me and my daughter in danger. It harms children in the UK as well. And I don't know if I'll be around to do another podcast. I just wanted to carry on my thoughts. I mentioned kangaroo courts. I mean, we've seen many people made political prisoners, such as Lucy Connolly, Peter Lynch, Wayne O'Rourke, and many, many others. All sorts of made up or ridiculous charges. Meanwhile, they let paedophiles and knife criminals walk free in many cases, or with very light sentences. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't think we can dispute there's a kangaroo court system going on in the UK right now, or historically as well, going back. I don't know why that is, but the mask is starting to slip, and that's a good thing. It's not a good thing that we have this system, but in some way, maybe it will lead to some sort of reform. The legal system in the UK is a ridiculous, sick joke that harms people and destroys justice in many, many cases, not least my own, where it's left me and my daughter in danger. That's all I really wanted to say. It's not just my case. If you look at the Banksy artwork on the Royal Courts of Justice earlier this year, which, why did he do that? It's, you know, these aren't isolated cases. Now, the weight of evidence of what the UK court system is undeniable. That artwork says so much, you know, and I'll leave it there. I just wanted to give my case in context of the wider situation, you know, around the world, from the White House to many other countries. The UK system, whether it's on free speech or any or other issues too, you know, covering up of the grooming gangs and many other cases, is the system is widely seen as being not fit for purpose, unjust, if not downright evil. Okay, if you're covering up grooming gangs, that's evil. Okay, and so the system is broken, and me and my daughter, unfortunately, are in that system, and I'll leave it there. Thanks very much for listening.